Hey family, welcome back to a special episode of Bible Study with Chris J. Tonight we're going to dig into something really important, temptation. It's something that every believer faces, but the good news is you're not alone. God doesn't leave us unequipped. He gives us real tools, real strength to overcome. Let's pray before we begin. Father, you see every battle we face, even the ones no one else knows about. Tonight, speak to us through your word. Remind us we're not powerless. Expose the lies, strengthen our faith, and lead us in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Temptation is common, but so is God's faithfulness. Let's start in 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Let's talk about the truth from this verse. Temptation is universal. We're not the only ones struggling. God is faithful, even when we feel weak. There's always a way to escape. We're never trapped. Think about this. Have you ever experienced that way out in the middle of a tough moment? God is always faithful to provide it. We just need eyes to see it. Let's talk about the anatomy of temptation. James chapter 1, verse 13 through 15. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Notice a pattern? Temptation starts on the inside with desire. Then desire leads to sin. Sin leads to spiritual and emotional breakdown. But if we recognize the desires early, we can stop that cycle. Now, I want you to think about this. What triggers your temptation? For me, it's isolation, stress, disappointment. Naming it is step one. That's how we fight back early. Now let's talk about Jesus in the wilderness. Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11. Jesus was alone in the wilderness. He was tired, hungry, vulnerable. And that's exactly when Satan showed up, a temptation about identity, timing, and shortcuts. But every time, Jesus replied, "It is written." See, even Jesus was tempted. He gets what we go through. He didn't argue. He resisted with Scripture. He shows us how to stand strong on God's Word. Now, what truth do you need to speak over your struggles today? I'm going to give you 5 tools to help you overcome temptation, based on Scripture. Know the Word. Psalm 119, verse 11. "I have hidden your word in my heart." When God's word is in you, it can rise up for you. Pray in the moment when you're tempted. Matthew 26, verse 41. Watch and pray. Prayer is a weapon. Use it when the battle hits, not after. Avoid triggers. Run away from them. 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. Flee youthful lust. Sometimes strength means walking away. Get accountability. Yes, I said accountability. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10. Two are better than one. Invite someone into your battle. You don't have to fight alone. That means talk to somebody about what you're going through. Be honest with them. Let them help you fight it. Take every thought captive. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Take every thought captive to obey Christ. Now every thought belongs in your mind. Filter it with truth. Now, time to get real. Ask yourself. This is between you and God, not you and me. And I want you to be honest. This is something I have to do with myself. Where am I currently vulnerable to temptation? What lie am I believing? And what's the truth God wants me to hold on to? What's one way out God has already provided that I need to take seriously? You don't have to live stuck. God's word says you are more than a conqueror, and He means it. Close out with this prayer. Father, thank you that we don't have to fight temptation alone. Thank you for your word, for your spirit, and for the victory we have in Christ. Help us to recognize the enemy's lies and stand on your truth. Give us strength to flee, courage to resist, and joy in obedience. We trust you, we need you, and we thank you that in every battle, you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. As always, if this Bible study touched you, helped you, please share it with somebody, because there's someone else out there battling just as much as we are. Leave your comments down below. If you have any prayer requests, you can put them down below as well, or you can send them to me. If you would like information on overcoming temptation, study guides, reflection prompts, and printable prayer cards, it's all going to be linked up on my Linktree account. Until next time, keep walking in truth, grace, and peace. This is Chris J.